Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Form and Function in Web Design. A lot of thought goes into how to proceed when starting a new website or web app project. There are a lot of considerations on the table, from what framework to use, to what font works best for the project. In these considerations, there are two dominant factors, whose influence on the project has to be weighed carefully, before the project is realized. The first factor is form and the other is function. The two are always weighed against each other, and the success of a project depends on how each one is leveraged. FDAB. Form and function. Form deals with the usability and aesthetics features of a website or web app. It brings in considerations such as, what color scheme to use, or whether the website or web app should fit the entire screen, or only occupy two-thirds of the screen width. It is form that makes a site more appealing to the senses, and invokes an emotional response. If a website has great form, it will attract users who will want to use it again and again. A dull site, on the other hand, will not do much to attract users, nor encourage them to return. Poor form will result in disappointing statistics for usage. Function for a website or web app is all about providing the necessary functionality that will bring value to the user experience and help solve a problem. The distinction between Amazon and Facebook is a great example of what is involved in function. Amazon is an e-commerce website, whilst Facebook is a social networking website. Their focus caters to different functional requirements, and they provide distinctly unique value propositions. The user of the Amazon website wants to have the best shopping experience, whilst the user of Facebook is looking for a great social experience. Design considerations. When designing a website or web app, the two aspects of form and function must be weighed against each other, and often work in opposition. As one focuses on one, they quickly discover that they are deviating from the other. An example of this is when search engine optimization is weighed against design. The most elegantly designed and best-looking websites often do not do so well in search engine optimization. Beautiful design is an aesthetic quality, and therefore an aspect of form. Search engine optimization is an objective aspect of function, and the best search engine optimized websites are often not the most aesthetically pleasing. This opposition between aesthetic quality and search engine optimization arises because the two considerations are aimed at different set of audiences. Quality aesthetics and beauty are aimed at a human audience who visually appreciate the website or web app. Search engine optimization, on the other hand, is targeted at robots who look at the semantics of a website, as opposed to visually appreciating it. Striking a balance. If the two aspects of form and function are often in opposition, what then is the best approach? It is a mistake to only focus on form, because you run the risk of ignoring function. At the same time, focusing only on function will result in form being neglected. The best approach is to strike a balance between the two. A designer might say the thing that makes a website great is to have it look beautiful and appealing to the eye, whilst a web developer may say the best approach is to have a website that works flawlessly and is easy to navigate. Ultimately, the best website or web app is one that strikes the perfect balance between the two aspects of form and function. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.